Well, it's Mother's Day in UAE, and we've been focusing on that in the first 15 minutes because we're lucky enough to have Tricia Bowler and Tesnim in the studio with us today. And we were discussing, ladies, weren't we, about children and the stereotypical idea of a mother, you know, it is a father's role too, but the changing of the nappies and how much your children need you when they're really small. But Tesnim, we were saying, you know, all your children are on the cusp or are indeed teenagers. So those needs are different now. And how have you found that transition?
One child, he's now 15. The transition, actually, it happened gradually. I didn't realize it. All of a sudden, one day, I realized that he didn't need me as much. He spends a lot of time in his room. And I started worrying at first. I thought, is this normal? But then, you know, I spoke to other mothers and they said, yeah, it's normal for a boy to act in this way. This stage, I feel now, is I would call it a cocoon stage, where he's still a child, but ready to be an adult as well. It's more emotionally challenging than it was before. Before, it was more physical. I had to be there. He needed me, mm-hmm. you know, be present. Mm-hmm. Now I find it's more emotional. And yeah, being a single parent, I'm the good cop, bad cop. Mm-hmm. So, and because my work keeps me away from home quite a bit. So when I get home, I'm always being the bad cop. I find myself picking on things and then I have to catch myself, you know, stop doing that. And I have to praise him and say all the good things that he's done as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that's an interesting balance, isn't it, Bola? Because you have Jamie as well, who's 12. And how have you found that? You know, being single parents, you know, people obviously see normally the traditional figure as the male role for that element of guidance. How have you found that and how your son needs you? How have you guided him?
It's a bit like what Tasmin said as well. I've noticed him slowly getting to the point where, rather than just wanting me present all the time, he is sort of reaching out. He's only 10. He does a lot of competitive sports, and he used to need me there to watch him, to shout out for him. But he's getting to the point now where he travels with the team, he goes on overseas competitions, he'll call up and say, well, guess what, I had another PB. But as well, and I think perhaps being a coach has helped. So I'm able to remember to, first of all, praise him before I launch into the bad cop role, which, unfortunately, we have to. We have to. And that's a real tough one, where you know that if, in order to help the child, you're going to have to sort of deliver some bad news first, and then hopefully they take it in the right manner. So, you know, you do praise them a lot and make sure that they really know that they're really on the right track and they just need to tweak a few things. Yeah. But it can be tough doing the bad cop all the time as well as trying to be the good cop as well.
And as I'm saying, I mean, I know it's a bit stereotypical because you've got sons and like you say, you're single parents, but how have you found that, Tricia? Because you've got a girl, mm-hmm. and, you know, are there times when you think, you know, I could do with an additional support, maybe from a different type of parenting role?
I guess sometimes it's definitely a different dynamic with a girl. A single mum with a girl, definitely different dynamic mm-hmm. with a single mum and a son. And it's the teenage years, actually, I'm finding surprisingly my favourite of all the years, because I'm an older mum. I was 41 when I had her. And so I really was determined to enjoy every phase, and I have. But the teenagers, it's sort of, we sort of hang out more. And what I'm definitely finding, I bet you find it as well, you can tell when teenagers want to talk because they just hang around. They just lurk.
Yes.
And, you know, and they're sort of, you just know they want to say something, but they don't actually come out with it. But you just need to be there and just be in listen mode mm-hmm. and just pick it up. And that's really great. And some of the best chats we've ever had mm-hmm. have just come when, you know, she's lurking. That's the little signal that they need to talk. And if you need to pick up those vibes. The other two are laughing their heads off here. This is a teenage thing. So for anyone who's got teenagers coming up, it's tune into it, because it's important.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, my guest yesterday, he said he had to start learning how to play all these games.
Yes.
Because that was the time when he could connect with his son, and that was the only way that they would chat. But I wanted to get onto parenting styles as well, because I know we've got a lovely mix here. Bola, you're from Nigeria and brought up in Britain, and Tasnim, Iranian, East African, Indian. I mean, a lovely, absolutely amazing combination there of cultures. Have you been influenced? I know you spent quite a lot of time in Britain too, but Bola, have you been influenced by relatives in Nigeria about the way you bring up your son? Are there certain cultural things you've taken from that?
Not really influenced. Perhaps a little bit by my mum and my dad when he was alive. I think what it is a traditional sort of influence where we have a lot of respect. And I've tried to instill that, which is probably to a lot of people very old-fashioned, but it perhaps was a cultural thing as well, having respect, being gracious, having morals, and a lot of these basic things, values and morals, were really important, and I drew on those sort of things, and that came from my mum and my dad, but I'm sure it's also in every other culture pretty much the same, but I don't necessarily listen to the extended family.
No. Too much advice. Yes, we can all have too much advice too. But how about you, Tasnim? Because you know it is interesting, isn't it? As you say, talking what we would term old-fashioned values, but in fact they very much are coming back into fashion because maybe they should never have left. You know, there's nothing wrong with being gracious. There's nothing wrong with being polite. And what kind of parenting style would you say that you have, Tasnim? Do you try to incorporate these values as a mom?
I think I can't agree with the Bola. Same sort of upbringing, same sort of style of mothering that I'm giving my son. I'm very fortunate. I have a very gentle, very caring boy, and he's got a lot of manners. Mm-hmm. The cultural thing, I think the other additional to what Bola said is food. Food was very important to my mother, and I feel I'm doing it.
It's funny how
make sure that cooking. I feel like I'm turning into my mum. I'm sure you've eaten well and got enough food in the house. So that's really important, you know. But otherwise, just the good values, you know, being kind to people and caring,
humble.
Humble,
yes, exactly, and as you say, you know, good qualities to take through life. And it's funny how we become obsessed with food because we think if there's food on the table, then everything will be all right. But Tricia, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because we're talking about those values there. You have a girl now. I don't think that they're necessarily more prone to the outside influences, but maybe they're targeted more in certain magazines. You know, there's the looks and there's things they should be doing. I mean, how have you found it bringing up a 15-year-old now? As you said, it's been one of your favourite times, but there must have been challenges along the way.
Well, yeah, but you need to sort of talk about it. And that's a thing has really helped, actually talking about it and being aware. Because I was just thinking about the influences in my life. My dad was a sports teacher, and I've got four brothers. So I was really raised as a boy. And, you know, and so it was just a very physical, sporty household. And I've realised that the values I take through, my dad was always really strong about, you know, live life like a good sports person do. Respectful behaviour. Always try your best. Play to win, but be gracious if you lose, you know. Play straight. Play fair. If you're on a team, commit, turn up, be reliable. And I've realized, oh my god, all these things I do as a parent as well. And but we have talked about that, and especially the body thing, we talk about that. And I have made such a conscious effort ever since she's been tiny, because she's got friends who are like the little skinny waif type kids, and my daughter's very sporty, and she's strong, she's got a lovely body. And I have always said all the way along that you've just got such a strong, lovely body, and I've really made this thing about it's healthy, it's really strong. It's strong and healthy. And in fact, she really made me laugh because she got a T-shirt recently, and on it said, "Strong as the new skinny."
Yeah. That's quite a nice motto going forward. I think I might adopt that one too.
So that was really good.
And it's so important. And if anybody's listening and they are a single mum out there, and you know, people can be single mums. You know, a lot of my friends, the husbands travel extensively, so they on a day-to-day basis are operating without necessarily a support system. What are the things that you would tell people to do, you know, to particularly if they've just arrived and they're looking for some support?
Ask for help.
Definitely ask.
Say what you need. Yes. Say what you're looking for. Because if you suffer in silence or you just close in, I've seen women get very, very, very depressed coming here.
And once you start on that slope, it's very hard to pull yourself out. And it affects the children, obviously, because they relate very closely to how you feel. And because you're there with the child most of the time, or children, if it's just you and them, they pick up on what you feel and how you're behaving. So I think they're more sensitive. So definitely reach out. Yes. Ask.
And Tasnim,
I think it's different now. I think we're fortunate here in Dubai now. There are a lot more groups that you can
there
belong
are,
to,
yes.
like single mum groups or working mother group, or, you know, if you've got a children at a certain age, there are so many associations that you can get help from now than before. Because I remember, Tricia, when we were single parents quite a while ago, we were the sort of... we didn't fit in the puzzle in those days.
Well, I remember because our kids were born 3 days apart, and we used to hang out together with the kids. And when the kids started at school, it was a school of 700 kids, and there were five single parents. That gave the sort of the scale of how different we were. Because most women, you know, aren't able to support themselves, I suppose, or choose not to go, not to stay.
No, so as you say, sort of reaching out, and for all those mums that, you know, husbands are away on business trips as well, reach out to your friends, strong support network, and that is the good thing about Dubai, as you say, there are so many different things to do. Well, thank you so much for sharing all your words of wisdom on Mother's Day, because, you know, it takes all kinds of mothers out there in the world, and I think most of them are trying to do the best, and I think that's always, always the bottom line, that they care. And thank you very much for joining us. So that was Tricia Evans, business coach and writer. Bola Awanika, she runs an environmental engineering company and is a coach. And Tasnim Gaziza, who is head of sales and marketing for an express courier company. Ladies, thank you for joining us today on Dubai Eye 103.3.
Thank you.
Thanks.